It's carnival time in New Orleans. There's a tradition dating to the 19th century of parades and parties that build to a frenzy in the weeks leading up to Mardi Gras. Today, for example, the crews of Pontchartrain, Choctaw, Caesar, and Sparta are scheduled to fill the streets with music and color. Just in time for the season, the NOLA band Galactic is releasing a new CD called Yakame, and the group says this is not your father's New Orleans record. Producer and horn player Ben Elman joins us from the studios of WWNO in New Orleans. Ben, welcome.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
And there's also Galactic drummer Stanton Moore. Stanton, hello.
Hello, how you feeling?
Pretty good. And to start out, I want to ask Ben, what exactly is Yakame?
Well, Yakame, the title is inspired from a regional soup that you find in a lot of the corner stores down here in New Orleans. That it gets pronounced a lot of different ways.
So I don't have to feel terrible about the way I'm pronouncing it.
Well, honestly, most people don't really call it Yakame. It's really called Yakamane, kind of like lo mein, but people pronounce it different. People call it Yakameet, Yakame, Yakamate. Everyone sort of pronounces it different, and it sort of represented something we were looking for with the record, which is something that represents the city kind of as a whole, but and you know all different sides of it in a way. So it really was just inspired from this, what's essentially a hangover cure in corner stores, and it's really just sort of like top ramen with spaghetti.
I should have known better than to run through a ring of fire. I should have known better than to shoot with a gun for hire. Everything I see, should have known better, but now it don't mean a thing. Deep down inside, I got a heart of steel. I'll take the pain, turn it into something real. Deep down inside, I got a heart of gold.
You've got so many amazing New Orleans guest musicians playing with you on the CD. Irma Thomas and Alan Toussaint, and these are some of the established names of the scene. And I want to ask Stanton this question about if this isn't quite your father's New Orleans record or the style that we best know, how is your approach different?
Well, I think we're all coming from a younger generation, and the way that we see New Orleans now is different than the way that our parents saw it. It's a different culture. It's a different time. So really, this record is designed almost to be a night out on the town of seeing music with Galactic as being hosted by us. So it's almost as if we're bringing you along. Hey, come check this out. Hey, come check this out. And you can have anything from jazz to contemporary jazz, traditional jazz, lots of different funk and brass band and even Afro-Cuban, reggae, all kinds, avant-garde stuff going on, all kinds of different music. So we all kind of grew up with that.
There are a lot of great, big, brassy tunes on here, like the song Bow Money, which features the legendary Rebirth Brass Band. But you also have this other sort of generation of horn players represented on another track. And I want to play a song called Cineramascope, and that has the artists Trombone Shorty and Corey Henry. Ben, can you tell us more about these guys?
Yeah, well, Trombone Shorty, he's a child prodigy out of New Orleans. He's just incredible. He's been playing since he was in diapers. He plays trombone, he plays trumpet, he plays keyboards, he plays drums. He is a graduate of NOCA down here, which is a performing arts school, and he spent a little time in Lenny Kravitz's band, and he's just representative of just some amazing musicians down here in New Orleans. He's an unbelievable player, and he really grew up in the tradition of New Orleans music and the brass band scene, and his family. He comes from a musical family here in New Orleans.
That's really interesting, because that's one of the things I noticed when I was doing reporting in New Orleans after the storm, is that there were these sort of rankings of musicians, a sort of JV and varsity, a constant feeding of new talent from one group to another.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or
yeah,
There just seemed to be a steady stream of great players kind of moving up the ranks in the city's music scene.
Yeah, it's the generational influences that go on, you know. They have the brass band scene out here. It works the same way with, you have some of the older brass bands like the Olympia Brass Band, who in turn sort of mentor the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, who end up mentoring the Rebirth Brass Band, who end up mentoring, you know, the Hot Eight or what have you. And this is a sort of lineage of musicians and musical families and musical education that keeps getting passed down. It's pretty amazing.
Really, with this record, it's just all about what excites us about the scene in New Orleans at the moment. It's really kind of the things that we appreciate, all the different musicians that we appreciate, whether they are legends or luminaries or newcomers.
I'm wondering if you could also then talk about what the inclusion of hip-hop and the MCs do specifically for your sound, because some people recognize your audience as a sort of jam band audience and emphasis on musicality and instrumentals.
Well, some of the hip-hop artists we have on our record represent a sort of a subgenre of hip-hop out of New Orleans that's pretty unique. You know, it's called bounce music down here.
And what does it sound like?
It's real drum heavy, not necessarily very melodic, very call and response. It kind of reminds me of almost punk rock music because it's very raw. You know, it's not like a heavily produced sound that you hear in a lot of like modern hip hop stations and what have you. It's a lot of bounce music centered around really a combination of just two beats, you know, sort of put together.
Is there an example of that or example of that influence on one of the tracks of your album?
I would say, yeah, there's a track called Double It that we did with Big Frida where Stanton is definitely playing a reference to what is like the sort of the classic bounce beat.
Do you mind if we play a little bit of that now?
Oh, absolutely. Please. Thank you.
All right, so that was Double It, and that was featuring Big...
Big Frida, the Queen Diva.
And she's got a pretty low voice.
Well, Big Frida's a man.
Okay.
Big Frida represents sort of the gay community. There's sort of a gay bounce scene in New Orleans, actually, and they call themselves sissy rappers. Oh, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's very energetic and very raw, and the whole thing with bounce music is the dancing that goes with it, which is basically people just putting their hands on the ground and sticking their butts in the air.
And bouncing.
And shaking their butts. Literally, just everybody's got their hands on the ground, and everybody's checking on each other's butts.
Hey, grab your ankles.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That is the energy being brought to the album. I'm speaking with Ben Elman and Stanton Moore from the group Galactic. Now, this sound, while related to, is a little bit of a distance away from some of the sort of funk and soul groups that influenced your group. And I want to talk about some musicians called the Meters. I've read that this was a big influence for you guys as you formed the band.
Yeah, definitely. And for us, as we were coming up, we were definitely trying to absorb and learn as much about the earlier funk stuff that came before us. And really getting into it by getting vintage instruments and trying to get as close to the tones and the instruments that those guys were using and really understanding that. But then we also don't want to just replicate that. I mean, they've already done that. That was their thing that they were doing in the moment. And there's no way that you can better that. You can't out-meters the Meters.
Yeah.
So we learned that as to the best of our ability, and now we're trying to push it forward and mix it with the things that we're inspired by that are contemporary to us. Call you wild man. Call you wild man. Call you wild man. I'm a wild man.
do you want people to understand about the city when they're listening to this album? And I ask because, you know, the name Yucca May and the artwork on it is this sort of collage of images that are sort of very reminiscent of scenes and people from the city. What do you want people to feel when they're listening to Yucca May?
I think mostly that there's like a really strong history in this city. And it's still continuing. The music is still continuing, and it's like a flowing thing. And there's so many different sides of it, and so much great regional music. We wanted to present it at least as like sort of a one flowing idea, sort of a blend that comes out galactic.
Ben Elman and Stanton Moore from the group Galactic. Their new CD, which comes out Tuesday, is called Yucca May. They joined us from the studios of WWNO in New Orleans. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it.
You can hear a couple of cuts from Yucca May on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm Audie Cornish.